Hey, Nick.
Hey, Chase.
It's that time again.
What time is it?
Time for
Fuck This Place!
Oh, no, no, oh, cheaters. I did look up.
Yeah, cheaters, beguitas.
I'm a cheater. I totally did try to cheat.
You tried to cheat by looking at it? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Hey. I mean, I tried to screen look ahead of time.
Yeah, I listened to it.
Welcome, everyone, to Fuck This Place.
Am I eating it too much?
You're still interrupting me.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to Fuck This Place with Chase and Nick.
Hey, I'm Nick, and today our guest is the wonderful, hilarious actress, comedian, writer, dear friend, Allie Zisfine.
Hi.
Allie, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys so much. I'm a big time listener.
Oh,
big
nice.
Time listener, first
nice.
Time caller.
First, oh no, I call a little. I text you guys every time I have a note about the podcast.
That's true.
I have done a lot of notes.
Quite the inbox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have received notes.
Yeah.
And in fact, corrections.
Yeah. I did correct one of them. Toys R Us didn't go out of business for the reason you
what
guys.
What was
thought.
It? It was,
it was a whole thing that my dad explained to me one time.
Mm-hmm. Right, but what was it?
It was
your dad was like standing over you. He was just like, write it down. Send it to them now.
No, it was about.
They were a private equity company bought Toys R Us.
Oh,
and they put
them in a bunch
of debt.
But yeah, Toys R Us, we said it closed because of Amazon, and it closed because a company bought it out.
But also Amazon. Okay.
Oh, also definitely.
I remember you guys were bashing me, right?
Because
I said they were closed because of video games. That's why I thought
yeah,
it was closed.
Which is.
But you were correcting me.
Yeah,
and you were also incorrect in your correction.
I was partially correct.
No, and I was like, you're both wrong, actually, but from my
it's
own
like,
car.
Whoa, we all knew I was wrong.
Yeah.
There was no
Wait,
doubt.
What did you think it was?
I thought they're like if they had turned to video games.
And just
he
in
thought,
case,
hold on a second. No. Mm-hmm. He thought
oh.
that children across the world.
I thought they'd unionized.
Stopped playing with toys because of video games. Like just no toys.
I would like to see the numbers. Though.
Oh
I'm not
God.
Completely done with that theory.
Kids are like, "Fuck this teddy bear."
We're gonna move on to our first segment, which is a segment we like to call "Fuck This Place."
Fuck This Place.
I love this game.
Place?
I love this game. I always like it.
So,
I'm from a interesting town.
Well, you'd think you were from
No.
Tell you what, the tea up here. Go ahead.
I don't think the town is interesting. I was like, what the hell are you gonna? I don't think the town. You wouldn't find any jobs from the town. Mm. You should explain what the thing is first.
For sure, I will. All right, so we have three job titles, and we're gonna read them to you, and then you're gonna choose the one you do not want.
Okay.
By the by, this is not a lot going on in the Connecticut Craigslist
no,
game.
No.
You're from
this was uphill.
Westport. Westport, Connecticut.
Westport, Connecticut. Yeah.
We scraped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We looked. What is it like there? Because there was literally zero. Craigslist offered several other places instead of
all the time.
Yeah, Westport. People don't look at Craigslist. Uh-huh. I didn't know what Craigslist was.
I was under the impression I was
They're
like Westport.
LinkedIn? What's the what
no? It's like just a bunch of real fancy rich people.
Yeah, see,
who
that's what I was gonna say.
Everyone's
I was gonna say
jobs.
It's too rich to have to need jobs.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, I have a job or a trust fund
hold
or
on a second,
my dad owns the world.
Yeah,
like,
but hold on. Aren't there Starbucks in this area?
Yeah,
aren't there jobs that are shitty that nobody wants?
Yeah, I've worked at a couple of them, but I got them through
like internships,
friends, yeah. I guess,
nepotism.
Or because like yeah, or like I shopped there a bunch. And then I was like, maybe I could get a discount and just work at the store. Mm-hmm. Like it was, I don't.
Oh wow, one of those.
Like I didn't know Craigslist, but. That being said...
Well, then we're going to find out what's at the real bottom of the barrel here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll be from somewhere else next
so,
time.
So, okay. So we have three. We're going to just read the titles, and then we'll decide which one you do not want. First one is Contingency Lawyer. Okay. The other one is Are You Mover? Question mark. Have experience moving? Question mark. And the last one is Massage Therapists Who Want to Be Their Own Boss Wanted! Exclamation point. So which one do you not want? Massage, mover, or lawyer?
Is there one that you guys want to hear? Because I'm terrible making decisions, to be perfectly
okay,
honest.
If you had to click on one of these, which one would you definitely click on?
I think I'd definitely click on contingency lawyer because I don't understand how
okay,
that's...
Okay, got it.
There
okay.
shouldn't be a word in front of lawyer
so
unless
that
it's like
in.
Federal... Or a federal lawyer. Okay.
We don't debate it. We're going to read it.
Yeah, that one sounds
and
good.
And so if you had to click on are you mover or massage therapist, just because we wanted to figure out what was in it, which would you click? Are you mover or massage therapist who want to be their own boss?
I don't want to hear massage therapist want to be their own boss.
Are you mover? Get out of here. We'll never know.
Fuck that. I don't know. I mean, we could do all three. Can we do the third one after?
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure something out.
We got a bonus section.
Yeah. Ooh. Because I'm such a good listener.
Okay. For the Patreon subscribers. Yeah. Big fans of the pod.
Big fans.
Okay, great. So first one we're going to look at is contingency lawyer in Bristol.
Oh, Bristol's far.
Yeah, well,
that's the first place I needed
a job. Oh, no. Okay, I'm not looking ahead, but okay, no. So this is exactly what I was trying to tell you, that this is the kind of place I'm from. This adds up a bunch.
Okay, good. Okay, so the listing, it's a bit more of a hired gun situation, this listing.
Oh, yeah.
than it is like, anyway, okay, so.
Oh, my God, this is too good.
contingency lawyer, Bristol. My family's inheritance was misappropriated by a business owned by an LLC.
I don't know what LLC is.
An LLC is a limited liability company.
I didn't know what it stood for, so we're in the same boat there.
Okay, cool.
But
cool.
It is funny
I
that...
I am at the end of my rope as well. I
love that this sentence starts off very much in the realm of, like, my father died mysteriously.
Also, my family's inheritance. Hello, I'm rich, but not... anymore.
Rich, but not smart.
Honestly, this, you know, this is not the first time that we've stumbled upon the makings of an excellent pilot.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is another one. Okay. So, I guess we'll just keep going. My family's inheritance was misappropriated by a business owned by an LLC. An LLC is just like a bunch of fucking bullshit that you so you can do whatever you want with the actual businesses that exist. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So I could be like Chase LLC and I run a fucking Subway and a dairy farm.
Queen?
Dairy Cream.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
There was a Dairy Queen.
Now, that would
dairy
be super
farm
smart.
Queen?
There was a Dairy Queen in my town.
You had a way better idea, which would be I own a bunch of different fast food restaurants and they're all under Chase LLC. Yeah. That makes way more sense than owning a dairy farm.
You just own a dairy. I thought that was going to be the end of that sentence. I own a dairy, sir.
I also actually have been an LLC. I am the person who misappropriated this person's money.
It's not good because here's what they did. It says they closed their business, waited a few months, and then put their business under a different LLC, son of a bitch. And reopened with other people's money a couple towns away. Is this a Stephen King novel?
What?
Like a couple of towns? Uh-huh. We're in 2019.
Opened up a couple of sleepy towns away.
What is it?
How many towns away? How many towns? A couple? That's only two.
Some say just up the road.
They reopened with other people's money a couple towns away. Four people had also signed personal guarantees. Of what sort? We do not know.
Okay, they're like, I guarantee it. Signed it. There we go.
Guarantee you we're moving a couple towns away.
Yeah.
They falsely listed their vacation home. Who's they?
No, I don't know. This is
wait,
too many.
Yeah, these four people.
Well,
Colonel Mustard.
No, I think the they
Professor
is the LLC.
Yeah, I think it's probably the business. This business, this LLC thing. They falsely listed their vacation home as a homestead so we could not put a lien, L-I-E-N, against it. A lien.
Yeah, I knew a girl in high school named that.
Leanne?
No,
I did
Leanne.
Find out what a lien was recently.
Leanne, is this
a lien is like a thing you can put on a property that controls what happens to it after someone like
someone dies.
It can really fuck up inheritance stuff. Lien
like this person.
Lien schemes.
Yeah, lien. It's a good old fashioned lien scheme.
Oh, tale as old as time.
But yeah, you can fuck some shit up because like maybe there's money. Like I think there's maybe money owed on the property or something.
Yeah, that sounds right. And then you don't have to pay it back if like you can't don't put the lien or something like that.
We are piecing this case
together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I feel like maybe we can get hired.
Yeah. I mean,
I hope this guy hears us talking about.
So here's the bullet points. Business that was under an LLC changed their business name.
Wait, also
to a different
who is
LLC.
Hiring this lawyer? This is just someone looking for a lawyer.
We're going to get to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. My bad.
And then there's apparently something to do with property issues. Then the next sentence, it says, cannot afford to pay a lawyer up front.
Well, that is usually how lawyers get paid.
That really is how a lot of people get paid, in fact.
Well, and then you make more after.
Yeah.
You win, hopefully. But you usually have to be able to pay up front.
Fees.
Yeah.
This is basically the plot of the movie True Grit. I don't know if you guys have seen True Grit. It's a Western. This is
there
the
is
plot
a
of it.
Is he a lawyer?
He's a lawman.
Lincoln lawyer.
He's a hired lawman who is out to find the killer of this young girl's father.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I might want to watch the movie True Grit.
And he's expecting to get a reward?
Yeah, I think she says up top. She says she can give him like $50 up top, but he will make the the bigger the big bounty the later end. On.
This is starting to make a lot more sense considering they earlier said a couple of towns away.
Yeah. This is, oh my God, this is a Western.
This is the Old West.
We thought it was a Stephen King. No, it's a Western.
Yeah.
Also, Old West. In the Western, they could at least afford $50. Mm-hmm. Here, they're like, not a dime.
Well, maybe that's negotiable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this says cannot afford to pay a lawyer up front.
But lawyers are very good at negotiating.
Yeah. Well, shot my dad and took two California gold pieces.
Okay, then it says there is way more behind the case.
Oh man.
I'm in
on this.
This is interesting.
Pretty deep. Unpaid employees, unpaid individuals and vendors, a son convicted of a grand felony. This is the back of a book.
Yeah.
And it's
a
good book.
Yeah, it's a real I'm into this
maybe
book.
Maybe the person is writing a book.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it says,
summer 2020.
So it lists all those things. There's way more behind the case. Unpaid employees, unpaid individuals, a son convicted of a grand felony.
Mm-hmm. Grand. Mm-hmm.
For someone who might also enjoy an investigative case. I like the also enjoy. Uh-huh,
they're like, hey. And if
also,
you,
who, someone who's into sleuthing.
Yeah, like, want to just have some fun and not get paid? Here you go.
Do you like eventually making money? Well, you also might enjoy an investigative case.
Wait.
So, and that is the end of the listing, although there are a couple other things. There's a vague map of Bristol with a big old circle around it. So that's pretty
which all those towns are in.
And then there it says compensation says this is a legal case to recover $300,000.
That's their whole inheritance.
That may be. Mm-hmm. Payment is contingency of 20% of recovered funds. Which 20% of $300,000 for a lawman who's not even getting their hourly rate?
Yeah, no. They're not
gonna you might get killed on this? You might or bit by a snake? I feel like you might get bit by a snake at some point.
Yeah, for sure. There's a cave.
I like employment type contract. I wish it said employment type handshake.
Nonprofit organization.
It How does about say be a man of your word?
It does say
what,
nonprofit.
What lawyer has ever been nonprofit except when he has to take a couple of those cases?
Maybe they're just trying to communicate their intention. They're not trying to profit off this case. They're just trying to get the money that's owed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's a profit.
I do not want to make profit. That sounds like a very true.
That does sound like something that doesn't.
What does it say?
Telecommuting.
What? Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
Meaning you can, remote work is fine. Oh. So like for instance.
We're both like, what?
You guys are fucking.
Is that like mental powers? Yeah. Oh, shit, Professor X.
Okay? We're both like, whoa, this just turned into different movie. Yeah,
this
we
is
both
so many movies.
The lawyer shows up for the interview, and they just go like, all right, tell me how much metal's in this room.
They're like,
This might be my favorite listing on a Fuck This Place so far.
Yeah, whoa, well, really?
I mean, I want to jump the gun a little bit. And I am going to say I'm in. I'm trying to solve this.
You're not a lawyer, Nick.
I said I'm in.
They're not hiring anybody. They're hiring a lawyer.
Well, I guess
he's not giving me very much information, so maybe I don't tell him I'm not a lawyer.
Well, hold on. Let me back up here. Let me back up. He's not hiring anybody because they're not paying anybody.
I'm just saying,
if you want to work the case.
Yeah, might just for someone who might also enjoy an investigative case.
I'm going to start growing a handlebar mustache right now.
Yeah. I think you're already there. I like the idea that
I need to get a duster.
Yeah.
You know, the truth is, I'm sure this is a very sad and fucked up situation, but this is absolutely never going to get resolved in this manner.
The idea that you're like, you know what? I can't find a lawyer anywhere to take my case for free. I know where I'll find a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Craigslist, like, just where I found my fridge.
Yeah, like he just guy walks out of like a building and there's like some like shady guy smoking a cigarette outside and he's just like, saw your ad. Heard you looking for help.
I mean, I'm just saying if a business moves two towns away.
Yeah, that is weird that it's like, why don't just go to that business?
Well, I'm just saying like, as sad as this is, you're probably real fucked if they are in plain sight.
Yeah, and they're just fucking you. Yeah. Like they're like, hey, we opened a new spot.
I mean, this is not going to take a lawyer. This is going to take some true grit.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe Nick,
absolutely.
You may be more qualified for this than a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, I'm just generally a tough guy. Yeah. can I help you?
People like to say I look tough and unapproachable. Can I help you solve?
Well,
this?
Yeah. I mean, like. Not fuck. I mean, I'm not gonna say fuck this place.
I'm fully in.
Nick's gonna solve
this. I am going to follow up on this.
I go home for Christmas. Nick's like, hey, I'm actually in Bristol. I don't know if you are doing anything. I'm like,
dude, shit's wild out here.
Yeah, you should see two towns away from Bristol. It's nuts.
I've had my arms broken twice.
Yeah.
By big mean men.
These guys are.
This LLC is crazy.
All right, well, yeah, I mean,
LLC is not what you think it
yeah,
is.
LLC, yeah, Chase, you were wrong about what LLC stands for. You know what? I don't know if I'm going to say fuck this place as much. I'm just like, do I get to say in it?
Yeah, you get to.
It's,
think,
it's for you.
Oh, it's
That's
me.
Why I said I jumped the gun. This is your thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't. I'm not a lawyer. I do love these kind of cases, but there's no murder in it, so. Mm.
Well, hold on. There's a grand felony.
Yeah, there's definitely at least some
murder.
Yeah,
but if it's
this
more money
rich of
stealing,
people,
how boring. Ugh, I want to murder,
If you're
it.
Really rich, at somewhere along
yeah,
the
you
chains,
murdered.
You have murdered
yeah,
someone.
That is the truth.
No. That is absolutely true.
All right, well, so then fuck this place.
Yeah, fuck this place a little bit.
Okay.
All right, so next title is Massage Therapists Who Want to Be Their Own mm-hmm. Boss Wanted! Exclamation point. In Manchester, which Allie doesn't know where it is. We're going to zoom out until we recognize...
No. Oh,
it's
God,
up by Hartford.
Far.
So this would be a real commute
Hartford.
From your
yeah,
hometown.
Yeah, I mean, let's just say I do want to be my own boss, but I don't want that bad.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, everybody wants to be their own boss. We got a couple of photos to work through here.
Yeah.
So there's a
hallway.
Yeah, well, just a vague hallway.
Yeah.
Could mm-hmm. be a nursing mm-hmm. home, doctor's office. No,
it definitely could be a nursing home.
Perhaps a massage therapist. Mm-hmm. There's a quote, and they really make it like. They have the little quotation marks, like
yeah.
it's like a quote by like Coco Chanel, or like
yeah.
a
yeah,
famous
yeah, yeah.
person.
Yeah, maybe. It looks like something you'd hang on your wall, kind of.
Yeah, it says, "I now have a beautiful salon atmosphere. My salon is fully equipped.
You thought you could stop me, but I now have.
Yeah, like I've powered up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this quote in front of this nursing home says,
"Nursing home."
I now have a beautiful salon atmosphere. My salon is fully equipped. My business is easy and affordable. My clients love it all. All right.
Ooh, wait, mm-hmm. wait, but there's a person.
And then
Minerva
says,
B.
Yeah, then it says Minerva B.
I don't
B,
trust so. Her already.
So yeah, that's dumb. We're mm-hmm. just going to move on. And oh, so then oh. I think this is photos of the salon. Oh, there's the
It does look. Oh, is that a massage? Is that someone getting massaged where there's a picture of them?
Yeah, there is.
I hate I'd be
yeah,
pissed off.
There's a
me.
Picture of a woman. What it looks like is someone cracked open the door and spied on someone getting a massage and took a tiny picture yeah. with an old BlackBerry phone. Is
yeah,
what
it
looks
exactly
like.
What it sure looks does. Like.
And here's a picture of someone looks like this person died and this other person is removing their body.
Yeah, well, no, or they're like...
Or tucking their body under the blankets.
Yeah, that's yeah, what it is.
They're
it,
just giving them a
it's
hand
probably
massage,
a hand
think,
massage.
But,
and
oh,
then there's a picture
or trying
of towels.
To take off their rings.
Oh, yeah, they're probably like, I need this jewelry
take off
the
rings.
Dead person, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay, so, and then there's a picture of towels. We're going to move on past these photos.
Oh, whoa, you didn't mention how long this is.
It's a good one. So, it begins... Do you want to have 24/7 access to your workplace? Question mark.
No.
No.
I already have that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Why
yeah.
would?
Yeah. Yeah.
Waking anybody?
Wait. What is?
Just like waking up in like a fever sweat, 3 o'clock. I gotta get to work.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. 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 I can get in. I can get in.
Thank God I have access.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you?
That's a bygone conclusion. We're
that
moving
is
on.
Insane. Okay.
I would say calling all health and beauty professionals who want to schedule appointments whenever you want, whenever you want, 3 a.m. Be your own boss. Have the flexibility to take care of your family and enjoy life.
I feel like this is immediately like someone is just going to start living there and
yeah.
just telling people, no, I got an appointment. No. I feel like you were sleeping in
yeah.
there. No, I got a guy coming in.
Yeah, it's so relaxing access. In there anyway.
24/7 access. Okay, so.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I keep reading ahead.
Then it says, be as driven as you want to be. Work part-time or around the clock.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
The business is yours to make it what you want to be. Let me back up.
But you want it to be.
I fucking hate when people talk about work as hard as you want. Because here's the goddamn truth. This business has expenses
yeah.
that you must cover
yeah.
in order to still be business. Okay. Never ask to leave early or take time off to take a vacation again.
Because yeah,
you mean owning a business?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. That means no. I think that means they're saying you don't have to do any of these things because you can work as much or as little as you want,
which is not true. You have to work a lot,
right? Uh-huh. If you need to make money, uh-huh. they're probably
unless
like,
you're living there.
Yeah, that's very true.
That is the truth.
Yep. Squatter's job.
This is very much. You're not wrong, Nick. This person definitely lives there.
It's your time to shine for Finally. You and your customers. I don't have
what?
Any customers because I don't live there.
I barely do.
Lose the drama.
I feel like they are responding to the thing we just said to them. We're like, I don't have customers. He's like, hey, lose the drama. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, lost it.
Yeah, this is like a real pep talk. Lose the drama. Your suite is your very own drama-free happy space.
So you don't get the whole. You get one. You get a suite in this person's.
dorm.
Salon.
It's a dorm.
Yeah. It's like a, you get like a room, but
this is just like a fucking, like a barber position where you pay for a chair. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then they're like, hey, work your own hours, but also you're gonna have to work
to
probably the same hours as everybody the fuck else.
Everyone's gonna be like, where the fuck is Susie? It's like, well, she works when she wants. It's like, well, she never works. Yeah. This room is always vacant.
They say full
like
moon, Susie comes out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's when you find Susie working.
She has a she has like a $20,000 client she sees once a month.
Yeah, oh, well, that was, I mean, in reality.
Okay, you work hard for your money. Don't put it in someone else's pocket. All right, I appreciate that.
Uh-huh. You know, I'm glad someone finally told me that.
Yeah, but also you you have to give some,
give
some back to the salon.
In fact, that's their pocket. That's the pocket they're trying to fill.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's not true at all.
Okay, here it comes.
They're going to...
Oh. You're absolutely right, Allie.
Thank you so much.
Find that work/life balance. Make your own work schedule around the soccer games. Very specific.
Wait.
Very Connecticut.
Like, yeah.
By the way, mandatory attendance
to
soccer games.
Yeah, your kids
have
to play
soccer.
You
have to all of our soccer
games.
Yeah. It's time...
Oh, my God.
It's time to do it your way. And then it says text this number to schedule a 10-minute tour before all the suites are taken. Bullshit.
Yeah. What do you think their relationship is with these soccer games?
They have a team.
I think that the person I think the person who's writing this ad is a coach.
Oh,
yeah.
For
back
sure.
up to the
that
other thing
the
is
drama.
Knock your bullshit off. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, get your head in the damn game and go get that massage.
There's been a lot of pep talks. So
winners
far.
Never quit. Yeah. Quitters never win.
Yeah.
Pay your rent.
I don't
stop living here.
These people are, this is so stupid. Stop living here.
And then it says, the last line, it says, come see your future at our salon located at 110 Hale Road, Manchester, Connecticut, 06042.
You show up, it's just like a buff guy. It's like something motivational. See your future.
Yeah. Just Tony Robbins. You're like, what?
The compensation says employee's choice and employment type. Contract.
Oh,
what
the
does
old
that
contract.
Wait, what do you mean compensation?
This
isn't
a Western
choice.
Handshake.
Wait, what does that mean?
What's up?
Employee's choice.
Oh, that's the other thing that I fucking hate about this shit.
What does that mean?
It means nothing.
Yeah,
that's what I don't like. That's why I hate
no
it.
Money offered. Oh, I guess
you're making money from your clients.
But you have to be able to pay this place.
Hey, hold on a second. This isn't even a fucking job posting. This person doesn't have a job for you.
Son of a bitch.
They just have an empty room.
We're two for two. These people don't have jobs or payment for us.
Ooh, this is a first.
I will tell you, Connecticut, this adds up. Yeah.
Dude,
like,
I'm kind of in on Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut.
This is a wild shit going on here.
Well, no, the way they're spinning, both these past two jobs have been spinning it like, don't you want to work for, like, it's a job, but it's like, we don't really have a job. It's like we're kind of hiring, but like they're selling themselves to you. Like they're the job. I don't know. I don't know how to.
I think they're both just saying like, do you want to hang out?
Yeah, a little bit. Like
just,
at soccer
these
games.
Are like friend postings, really.
No, but they're not.
Will you bring oranges?
They're not
to halftime.
They're not
it's
being
just
like
you can be my friend and we can go to soccer games, or you can be his friend and solve a murder.
But this isn't being like we need a line cook. No, they're like, we need someone to work here. Kind of. We can't pay you at all. Mm-hmm. Or you make your own. Like what? I mean, this sounds
very Connecticut.
Yeah, very on brand.
So we got...
They want to be their own boss, okay?
We got two jobs with no income.
Well, here's the thing. I think the idea is this.
No.
That's... I feel like...
Sounds like someone's commuting to New York.
Yeah, that's what everyone in Connecticut does.
Everyone in Connecticut?
We got a guy who can't even go two towns over.
I mean,
I don't know about New York.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. It's like,
it's because it's like,
that LLC's got him terrified. Yeah.
These are two postings that get you too close to something sinister.
Yeah. Also, very on-brand.
What I don't understand is why this post for the massage thing wasn't like, we are in need of a semi-successful massage therapist already.
Well, right, because it's like, what are you, some noob?
Bring your clients, you know, because
there's
that other fucking shitty studio in town that you don't want to work with. You don't want to work with me because we go to soccer games all the time.
You
don't want to go to that basketball massage therapist.
This is very, that's super specific, that soccer. Do you think this is posting just for one person he misses?
I think it's just for...
the last line
back.
Is just, Linda, please come back.
Yeah, we miss you. The league's never been the same.
Yeah.
I'll let you go to soccer games, I promise.
I'm sorry. One time I didn't let you go.
I think it's the mom. I think it's just, he's trying to speak to moms. He or they or she is trying to speak to moms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. We can find out, can't we? Sorry, I don't want to just.
Oh, we can see if there's a reply.
Oh, the reply.
Well, they want you to text, though. I think the reply is going to be.
P. Berman
oh, at some other.
At No, this is the place. Phoenix?
Phoenix Salon Suites. Phoenix Salon Suites.
I mean, I wouldn't go there. Although
you wouldn't be getting a massage.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what these. Who's gonna work there?
You're saying fuck this place.
Yeah, absolutely, fuck this place. Yeah, yeah. Although, I do feel like it's a place where it's like. Like, you don't make an appointment with the salon. You make an appointment with, like, your
esthetician. Yeah.
So
with
you're like,
Steph.
So you just walk in and you're like, yeah, I texted her. I'm going to go back to room 4.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, that's it. And you're like, what? That's, and it's like you could do, who knows who's there? Also, it's open.
Is that the accent?
No.
Oh.
But that in this place, potentially.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But there's room 4.
Yeah. I also don't.
Because they do have in one photo that we kind of skipped over, they do have a desk that is obviously never humaned by a single
yeah.
person.
Well, because it's open 20. Wait. One more time.
Number one, it's open 24/7.
24/7.
But number two, this desk is completely devoid yeah. of any feature yeah. whatsoever.
There's no computer. No. There's no phone.
No tablet.
No.
There's not even a pin.
It's,
just,
it's a toy of a desk that they just
yeah.
put really close to the camera.
Yeah.
Look like.
So yeah, fuck those places.
Fuck this place. Well, no, Nick's going to work at the first place. Okay. Nick's going to be a lawyer. But
I'm not going to be a lawyer. I'm a lawman. I'm solving a mystery.
Hey, everybody. We're going to do a special thing for the holidays where we talk about holiday jobs.
We're looking to hear your stories, your bad jobs, bad job postings. Send them to us.
Yeah, so if you have any awful fucking seasonal holiday jobs, you can send us an email at ftppod@gmail.com, or you can just message either of us on any social media channel if you know us, because odds are...
We're looking at it.
We're looking at it.
Shitty bosses. Shitty Santa Claus boss.
Elf stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You got any elf stuff, guys? Want to hear about it.
Yeah. So let us know. Just send us your stories or postings you come across our way. Okay. Here's the show.
Here's the show. Allie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
What was your first job?
I think my first job, because I've, like, you have, like, a bunch of first jobs.
Sure.
Right?
What?
Just, we'll let you answer the question, and then we'll chime in.
I think I had, like, a summer job, and then, and then, like, a clothing store job that maybe, like, overlapped a little bit.
Oh, so that's your confusion.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
but the one that came first is the one I would say.
Yeah, in time?
Yeah.
The one
yeah.
that came first in time.
I guess, I worked at, a day camp. I guess that was my first job.
Okay. Did you get paid for it?
Common answer.
Yeah. Also, I was a member of the country club that the day camp was at.
Okay.
All right.
Narrow here.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So it's sort of like, okay, I'll help your kids not drown, but also I'm going to go order the onion rings real quick.
Right. You're paying to be a member of this country club.
Uh-huh. My dad was the the finance chair of the country club
okay. I get it. Yeah. I understand why this is not, maybe not your first job.
No, I mean, it was definitely, they love me there. Yeah, no shit. yeah, I understand. I'm like,
Did you get paid for it?
Yeah, I got paid.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember what I got paid. I probably made like no money.
Yeah. Well,
I don't.
How old are you?
I didn't expect them to pay you the same thing they're paying. You know, the director of of grounds.
We were all
salary.
She's 14. We were all high school kids.
Yeah, I bet.
And we all made like
an hourly of something.
$9.
That's pretty good.
Actually, no, that can't be right, because the next job I made way less. So we might have made like
$7. Well, it could be way less. You're getting paid by a country club.
Well, yeah, that I was a member of. I should have. The fact that they were paying me was a little ridiculous in hindsight.
How old are you? You were
like 16?
16, and you were the member of a country club.
I was.
You've said twice now you were a member of a country club.
My dad was very much a member.
A family membership.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm not.
Uh-huh. You weren't paying into the...
With my allowance. My dad's like, here's your allowance. Now give it back to me so we can pay.
What were your responsibilities?
I was in charge of the littlest kids.
Oh,
and those are the ones who, like, cry when they leave their moms.
Of course.
Uh-huh. What age group?
Like... Like 3 and 4.
Oh, kids named Jackson.
Harper.
Uh-huh.
Price.
Brixton.
Price.
I mean, yeah, like.
Uh-huh. Wallet.
Wallet.
There's like a little, they're like, and they just like, they the kids who always got lice first. And
uh-huh. Oh, those kids. Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
The kids
yeah.
who like shit in the pool, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's the nursery kids. Yeah, and we're like, sorry.
Those first rounders of lice.
Yeah. Like, it was just clearly like, oh, we're the ones who. Uh-huh.
So,
like, the kids who like might not actually be able to swim. And I'm like, well, I'm going to sit up there. The lifeguard just
I'm getting onion rings. So.
Yeah, I've been getting onion rings.
I'll throw one of those in there. Try to swim with that.
Here, it's like a life raft. Uh-huh.
What was your response? Like, so like
we did like they would go ahead.
Were you in charge of the activities? Or were you like
no.
their chaperone?
We were like their chaperone. We were like, all right, we'll take these little idiots around.
So you're like the cat herders.
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And then like we taught them like We just like made fun of him a bunch.
Oh, yeah, no, you're 17.
Yeah.
We just were like, this kid can't even say fucking anything. Like, she's just California. Like, California.
Hey, yeah.
That was how, like,
hey,
we
kids, say
of,
fucking anything.
Well, and then, like, we didn't really have, it kind of sucked to have those little kids because, like, they weren't that fun. But the other.
How little are we talking? You're just like infants.
No,
just
they're
like
literally newborn. Three.
So, yeah, so you're pissed that these 3-year-olds aren't fun.
Yeah, I'm like, this kid just.
Toddlers are
fun. He doesn't
fun.
Drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't know anything about sports.
Well, no.
This kid sucks.
No, because like the other kids like had like personalities, like were people. Although,
you can
we
talk,
had one guy who was, one kid, his name was Drew, and he was a monster.
Oh,
he'd
dude,
go
I fucking
up and
hate
he'd
Drew.
Bite people like really hard. And at the end of the day, we'd, his mom would come in, and we'd have to be like, so she's like, I know. She's from Long Island, like very. And her younger son, Theo, I can't remember.
Theo.
The fact that I'm remembering both their names right now is crazy. They were very cute little kids, but she knew that she had like.
Awful.
Oh, she was like, these fucking kids. And like, she had that deep, like, Long Island, like, these fucks that gotta. Like, Drow! Like, screaming.
Bite
like,
marks all over her hands.
Like, yeah, I remember he bit me once and I was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm gonna kick you out of camp. And he was like, no, you can't. And I was like, oh.
Wait, so they can talk, but they're
this
still biting.
This is a country club.
Yeah.
We can definitely kick you out of camp.
Actually, that's...
Oh, because they're members. So
you're
like,
members. You can't get kicked out of camp.
These kids are also paying a membership.
These
fee.
Kids
yeah,
are
yeah.
like, I paid
yeah,
to bite
that's
you.
True.
Yeah.
No, they... this one kid was... I remember my friend was a counselor.
Shoes.
What?
So they're walking around in little boat shoes.
Yeah, they're. Yeah,
oh,
I mean, they
yeah.
had to wear sneakers to play soccer. Uh-huh, but, I mean, they were playing. We had like one little boy and a bunch of little girls. It was just a weird little group. But I remember this one kid in the group above, like older, like kept kicking. My friend worked there. A bunch of my friends worked there. It was very fun.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, yeah. But
they were also members of the country.
No, they were friends. They were family friends of my parents who also, yes.
Yeah,
so yeah.
Yeah, not
of.
A single person who was attending or employed by the country club didn't have a membership at the country club.
No, some of them did not.
The janitors.
Oh, okay.
Some of the people did not.
Janitors.
I don't even ever see a janitor.
Groundskeepers.
No. Yeah.
Really? No.
I mean, oh, they wow. must have just been, not when no. we're there. My God, don't show me that.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Wait, wait. No. So there were
people that were hired that did not, were not members of the country club.
At the camp.
Yes.
Okay.
I was not one of them.
Okay,
but they
on.
Did get, like, discounts at the gift shop.
No.
Wow.
No, they worked there. They made money.
No keychains for you.
I don't know if they have keychains at the gift shop, dude.
Yeah, I don't
they
know.
They got like golf shirts, like exclusive, like branded golf
yeah,
shirts.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
okay. I've never been to a country club.
Yeah, well, it's. I mean, this one, we're not members of that one anymore. We
oh, good.
Oh, yeah, good.
We moved on
good.
To a different one. Uh-huh. That I'm. Uh-huh. I but anyway, sorry. So
please,
the kids in the older group, like I remember this one kid, he kicked my friend in the nuts. And like well, kept
well. Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
He kept trying to do it, and then like he finally did it. He
okay.
Just, like,
and he kept trying, like, and he,
wait,
and,
wait.
And he was like, "I'm gonna get this
I
son of a bitch."
I have to know what's the height difference between the person. Who
oh, it's like a little kid. It's like a 5 or 6 year old, and like. Like a 17-year-old boy
yeah,
who,
okay.
like, whose uh-huh. whose dick and balls are, like, so not
that's
touched
a high
by.
Kick.
Yeah, well, he might have punched him. Now that I think about it.
Oh, okay.
The 17-year-old
he's just
punch.
Trying to no, attack the balls.
The kid was trying to, yeah.
Punch him square in the nuts. Uh-huh.
And so, but he kept trying to do it all day, and then, like, finally got him. And my friend was, like, grabbed the kid and, like, shook him.
Of course.
He
him. Dude, hell yeah.
And he was like, you can't. Do that.
You
and my
leave
friend,
my balls alone.
And my friend, who was the counselor, got fired.
For
wow.
shaking the kid?
For shaking
wow.
the kid.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, wait, but he punched him in the balls.
Honestly, yeah, I would say, number one, obviously your friend shouldn't have made any different decision than the decision
yeah,
that
no,
he
was right.
Yeah, yeah.
But
for
like,
sure. And
all
not
bets
a member
are
of
off
the
if
club.
You punch someone. Or if you gouge someone in the eye, like two very
yeah.
vulnerable spots.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
would say that your actions are excusable for like, what, 30 seconds?
Yeah. Also, it's like look, like, if your
it's
kid.
It's like reflex.
It's also
yeah.
like, maybe your
yeah.
kid isn't ready to go to camp if they can't stop, like, I
if
don't know, biting
like,
or
like
punching people in the
attacker.
Nuts.
Yeah.
And also, if you punch someone in the balls, maybe you deserve someone to shake
yeah.
you and say,
maybe someone uh-huh. should have been doing that already.
That is
for
an
sure.
extreme physical consequence, and that extreme physical consequence can be met with other extreme physical consequences.
Yeah.
I
wait,
can just
so,
imagine this kid being like,
what?
He's oh, like, wait, don't kick me in the balls, dick.
Let me. So was this, you were saying he was trying to attack this guy's balls this whole
like,
day.
You know when like
so,
a little
but, like, so,
oh, I know.
So like throughout the day, he's like, hooking around a tree and like
probably,
tries to go for a punch.
Like, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Like, well, like we'd go to like the jungle gym.
Jumps
at one
out of
point.
The stall in the bathroom.
Kind of, like yeah, like you go like okay, guys, we're all getting ready for swim, and then like uh-huh. like one of the counselors has to go in the room and like mm-hmm. in the bathroom like be with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And like yeah, I'm sure he was like, huh? And he's like, mm-hmm. okay, knock
he's
it
dressed
out.
Up as someone else. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's him in disguise, and he goes for
no,
a ball
I
punch
think,
again.
Like you know when like you're a little kid and you get something stuck in your head like all day, like when you learn like what, like the word fuck instead of like,
or
yeah,
that
like,
people's balls hurt.
Yeah, when you learn. They probably hit someone hit their own balls and they're like, ow, and like, I could do it to other people.
What is this power? Yeah, exactly.
So like that kid got fired. That was, which sucked. I like that.
What happened? So, but the kid kept attending. Did he keep trying to hit people in the balls?
No, I think that was, I think he had a victory and he was done.
There must have been something else going on. Maybe these guys had it out for each other.
Yeah, the little kid and the 17-year-old guy. Yeah, probably. They were,
old poker game or something.
Yeah.
Go fish.
Yeah, go
go fish game. Playing a game of old maid.
Yeah, oh, God.
What is gold go fish grudges?
We've all had them. Yeah. We've all been there.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I got this scar.
That was my first job, I think.
Sure. I have a question. Yeah. Just because so far, I don't know why. I think I know why I have this question. Did you have supervisors?
Oh, God, nah.
We haven't mentioned any oversight of any kind.
We had a boss, Alda, maybe?
Alda.
Yeah. She was like very short.
Director of programming.
I was going to say, how broad were Alda's shoulders?
No, she was really petite.
Oh, okay.
Really small, looked like a child. So, no. Mm. And the guy who ran it, this guy, Jack, who, like, lived, like, ran the country club, like, he didn't run it. Like, the members run the country club.
Is that
like,
true?
Yeah, kind
well,
of.
Well, I mean,
like,
is this, like, an inmates run the asylum kind of a thing?
Definitely well, at like a country club.
Like, because there's a guy, like, Jack was, like, the groundskeeper, basically. Like,
he's the groundskeeper, or he's, like, no, the, he's, like, the operations
he's
manager?
He's the operations.
Like, if he's the groundskeeper, he doesn't have a membership to the gym, to the country club.
No, he does not have a membership.
He doesn't?
But he runs it.
He runs it, but he doesn't have a membership.
Yeah, so
he's an employee
of
the club.
He's the operations guy.
Yeah.
And then they have like a fucking board of directors
or
some
bullshit.
Yeah, and
my dad was on the board of directors as the finance guy.
Yeah.
Are we going to address the ball punching that's been going on?
Well, no.
Just sweeping it under the rug like Illuminati style.
Friends who the kid got fired. Like, that kid got fired and it was like one of our good family friends.
So did it come up at dinner parties later on or like?
I don't recall, to be honest. As, you know, I think that was too taboo to talk about it.
That kid showed up to every event from then on, which is ice on his balls. Yeah. And no one said a word.
Everyone's like, him again. It's like, yes, Josh.
So your job was essentially to make sure the kids didn't punch each other in the balls or other people in the balls.
And just to like play nice and like teach them stupid lessons.
Yeah, but
just
like,
they didn't
like
drown.
Well, I guess my question is the structure of the day. Let's say that they go to swimming.
Okay.
Are you responsible for teaching them swimming?
Fuck no. I'm like sitting eating their snacks. Oh, like, yeah, we'd get there. Like maybe, yeah, no, I'm sitting there like snack time. I'm like, all right, I'll eat these goldfish. We're like chilling the fuck out, getting tan, like laying out, wearing like.
So your job is essentially
escorting them to activities.
Yes.
Then we go to like soccer, and it's like, okay, well they're gonna play with the soccer guy now, and we're gonna sit out and like eat more snacks and
talk shit, and then we're gonna go to art.
And we're gonna be like, and they're gonna be like, look what I drew, and I'm gonna be like, stupid, get out of my face.
You,
and make
you guys are
necklace.
Just like transitional babysitters.
Yeah.
Getting them from one
lily
pad to the next.
Also see why you. Don't exactly consider this to be your first job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's very well. I was a camp counselor later on, and like that was not like if you're a camp counselor, like when you
that's more obligation.
Yeah, well, when you're sleepaway camp, like you have also a job. You
liability.
Have, like, you have a day job though too. Like you have to like I was like I'm not telling you what I taught because it's so stupid.
Please
but,
tell us what you taught.
I taught a couple things, but I taught jog bike.
Oh yeah, we went over this on my very popular web series. Comics on bikes getting blasted.
Yeah, it was the first one. Don't forget it, baby.
Wait, so a jog bike is like you ride your bike till it breaks and then you keep jogging? What is that?
Basically, it's like people sign up for this class. It's the thing is this. It's those kids on the soccer teams who are like on travel soccer teams and trying to get their miles down. Because people are crazy. And they're like, I got to hit something some mile. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to ride behind you on this Huffy and yell when there's a car coming.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's like, oh, wow. It's like old boxing montage stuff.
Yeah.
The guy's on the bike pushing you to like
literally,
keep going.
And I'm like, literally, we'd have to yell out like, car, C-A-R. And then like, hope the kids move to the other side of the road.
And we did cover this.
I also forgot to think, I think I forgot to mention this on the show, but I used to run in the morning. And one morning I was running and a girl, like who also a counselor was also running and was like, no, go back. And I was like, why? She's like, there's a bear down there. So like, we're like jog biking. And we're like, yeah, cars are dangerous, but also like black bears. Like we're in the middle of New Hampshire for sure. If like a kid gets eaten, I'm like, sorry,
they didn't run fast enough. You're telling this 4-year-old like jog bike faster. There's a bear.
Two different jobs, Nick.
Oh, okay.
But there also were yes.
So yeah, you didn't do jack shit when you were working at this first summer camp.
No, this first summer camp, I just got
bears.
I got tan.
What was your other first job then?
I worked at a clothing store.
Okay.
This was a real this was a real job.
Yeah.
I asked for a raise at this job.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was like, I need more money.
Look, if I'm going to be doing stuff here, you're going to need to pay me a little more.
I think I made like $7.50. No, it was like a hot girl store. At the time, I was I don't know. It was just like a girl, like girls in high school, like worked there. It was cool.
It's a hot girl store.
It's a hot girl
store. We know exactly what you mean.
Yes, hot girl store. Like
a boutique, or was it like
it's a boutique. Oh, it was a boutique run by these moms.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, it's these very I knew the girl's mom who ran it. They're not in business anymore because they got
good.
They decided to like just knock it off.
Because they never needed money in the first place.
No, they were like, how do we make...
Their little fun project was done.
Yeah, they were like, how do we make the husband like get her out of the house?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
we need something for you to concentrate on.
Well, basically, and I know neither of you have ever been bat mitzvahed, but a lot of times when you buy bat mitzvah dresses, you buy a bat mitzvah dress, like, when you're 13 and don't deserve any of the things you're going to get.
Sure.
But, like, so, like, this kind of store was, like, in that vein. Like, they would have shut up showrooms in, like, different parts of Connecticut or, like, Long Island. And have like these like boutique, and have like these 13-year-old girls come in and try dresses on outside of the store as well.
Okay,
so it was just like nothing but bad, like stupid ways to not make money for the store.
Okay,
does that make sense?
And no, it doesn't. But yeah. In that way, it does make sense.
Right,
that it didn't make money.
Yeah, it didn't make. Well, the store, like everything was really expensive. But I was actually. My parents were always like, you're such a good salesperson. I was like, yeah, I was selling people at so much money.
Absolutely.
It is not hard to sell someone $2,000 worth of sweaters when they came in looking for sweaters and all we had was fucking sweaters.
Correct.
And they had nothing but money. Because I did that. Mm-hmm. Many. Uh-huh. I came home one
time
and was like.
For years.
I think I sold someone like $1,500 worth of sweaters.
Wow.
My parents were like. What?
I was
like,
any commission on that?
No, I was 16.
That's why you asked for the raise.
I was like, I need an extra 50 cents for all those sweaters I sold.
So the bad parts about working at this
bat mitzvah clothing store, basically. I remember I had to go in hungover one time. My dad was like, I'll show you work ethic. And I was like crying in the sweaters. There's a lot of
sweaters. This story further back.
Yeah, okay. A little further if you don't mind. Yeah.
I think I went in like, I was in high school. So I was like,
yeah, but your dad knew you were hungover.
Yeah, start this when you got drunk somewhere, and then your dad found out. And
I was like probably barfing in the morning. I was like, I can't go to work.
Oh,
and they were like,
and he knew.
Oh, he didn't know you were hungover. He just thought you were barfing.
No, he knew I was hungover.
Oh, so he was like, no, you're not getting
like
out of work
vodka,
like that.
Allison, you're going to work, and I was like, oh, I don't look pretty. I can't go to work, which is such.
Honestly, that's a pretty cool dad move to know you're hungover from drinking and be like, I will punish you with the thing that is the absolute. Like, you know, other dads would be like. Like, you're in big trouble for drinking. It's like, well, here's the biggest trouble you can possibly be in for being hungover, and that is to be employed.
Yeah.
I remember once when I was underage, I asked my dad to buy me beer for a party I wanted to throw. And
really?
And he said no, and then told all my friends that I drink O'Doul's.
Oh!
Wow, double whammy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fucked my shit up for a few weeks.
Wow.
Big time.
They were like, we're going to never go to Nick's parties again. Yeah. Just fucking O'Doul's.
And then he would buy O'Doul's and put them in, like, his beer cooler and act like, oh, yo, those are Nick's.
Oh, my God. That's so hilarious.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's a shitty.
Okay, your dad.
He's shitty.
When I went to college, I told my parents, I was like, don't drink the Grey Goose. It's all water. They hadn't been drinking it at all. I was like, you're not drinking it, so I'm going to. Uh-huh. But... So, sorry, the weird part of the story about working at a clothing store.
I want to like make sure, in case someone who was listening didn't get this. You left for college and you were like, by the way, I've been replacing the Grey Goose for years.
Yeah.
It's all water. I will have a great semester. I know you know that.
I know. I will now learn what bad alcohol tastes like.
If you're reading this post-it, you found the Grey Goose.
Yeah, exactly. You realize it is all water. I think they asked me if I'd watered something else down, and I was like, probably.
Okay, so your dad, he sees you. He sees you obviously hungover.
Oh, yeah. And
he's like, no, my friend.
Yeah,
you're going to work.
Allison, Beth, middle name and all, you are going to work. And I was like, fuck. And then he has to drive me to work because I can't drive yet.
Uh-huh.
So I literally live around the corner and I'm so hungover. And I just remember crying, folding. I think I was like putting like security tags on stuff because you have to like do inventory. Like, I was just bawling, which is not a good look for a salesperson.
Yeah, not great.
It's not like,
well, and then just pepper in. You're also throwing up.
But you were 17, so like, how soon did you bounce back?
Was like
mid afternoon?
Like, I got a coffee and a donut because we like, worked in sort of Dunkin' Donuts. It's like cool. All right, whatever. Anyway, sorry. One weird thing about the job was that dads would come in sometimes. And like want to buy something for their daughters and stuff, and be like, "Will you try this on? You look at my daughter's size."
Oh God, God! I knew that's where you were going.
God.
With it.
Yeah.
God,
getting creepy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dads would come in. They would see Allie, be like, "Hey, I heard you like to party."
Try this on. All right, let's leave. Leave with me now. I'm like, no.
Yeah,
that was a weird one. They're like, "Yeah, what would you want? Or what would you want? What would you get if you were getting something for yourself?"
Jesus Christ.
And then they're like, now you look like her size.
Oh my God, they would really say that to you?
Yeah, what would you want?
Fuck.
Oh yeah, a lot of that. Like, well, what would you get for yourself? And I was like, I don't know. This is what I just bought.
Uh-huh.
And half the time, like, we'd also like put stuff on hold for ourselves in the back. Like, we'd hide shit because what we
want.
So if like I wanted it, and I knew there was only one size like left.
Right.
I wouldn't get tell them what I wanted because I wanted.
Did they get any creepier than that, or was that there? Like, did they stay behind the line?
I think that was pretty much it. A lot of talk about. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah, because I mean, they were all busy, like, you know.
They were just LLC, trying to get back to their own hot daughters.
Yeah. They're like, great, take that off so I can give it to my daughter.
To their own hot daughters.
That's so creepy. Oh fuck. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, they were. I mean, it was a fun time. I liked the job itself. Mm. I mean, I don't think I must have quit. But I don't remember why or anything.
It was probably just like a soft quit. They just like 2 weeks notice.
Yeah. Well, I think I was like, hey, I'm a junior now and don't need it. Yeah,
and they were like, we don't need money anyway.
Yeah. They were like, our daughters don't even like, it was just like crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They like, I don't think they went out of business. They're like, we don't want to run a store anymore.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. See, they sound like they quit. They're just like, no, we're done.
They quit.
It was fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was
what
fun.
What they will say about it right now. Yeah, it was fun.
So that was your first job. Allie, what is the worst job you've ever had?
You guys have heard me bitch about so many of my jobs.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. You heard me bitch about one for such a long time.
That's true. That could be definitely one of your worst based off the criteria that I heard about it.
Mm-hmm. Consistently. That was a pretty bad one. In the middle of that job, I also took another bad job.
Ooh.
I took another job for 4 days.
Okay.
Okay.
It wasn't the worst job. I just didn't even want to find out how much worse it could be.
Oh.
Okay.
I was like 4 days and I got it. It was like we're selling kids trips to spring break.
Hell yes.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I feel like maybe you vaguely mentioned this
by
to me
what
before.
Means?
Off pod.
Mm-hmm.
On the phone or like what?
I don't know. Like, no, guys, like sales reps would go to colleges
and sell
and be like,
packages.
You want to fucking die on spring break, bitch? And yeah, it's like. Yeah.
So they would open with that. You want to die on spring break, bitch.
I mean, honestly,
bitch.
That is for. Uh-huh. And the girls that have money to buy packages, they're like, I want to be so fucking fucked up.
Like, I don't want to remember I even went to college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want my parents to be looking for me 4 months.
So like, you get 4 days into this, you're like, this is obviously sex.
You worked for, you worked for this company. So what did you do for them?
So I was, I don't know. I had a boss. She would like make the spreadsheets and everything to like make sure. She basically like. So fucking stupid. Basically, it was one of those where it's like, how is this how you run your company?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically, like, okay, so for example, you would go out in the field if you're spring break. Sure.
I'm selling spring break right now.
Right. Okay, great.
Go buy some.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm selling you spring break.
Buy some spring break.
Basically, it depends on what school you go to, so you have to know the demographic. Great, okay. If it's like Michigan State, maybe they, or like Michigan, like maybe they have a lot of money, so you can sell them like on like Punta Cana, as opposed to like the kids in like some small like podunk town. You're like, tell them to go to Florida. Okay, like, and it's basically are they going on a 4 day trip, a 5 day trip? What's the price they're paying? How many rooms? Blah blah blah.
Okay, so they're selling these packages,
and then there's kids. Wait, I'm getting there. Okay. Then there's these kids that also they have these like kids that are on campus.
Yes,
that get discounts for going on spring break. So they and those kids
like
have
influencers.
To, yes, but they're like in their sororities. And they're like,
oh my
God. Ladies, chapter, we need to discuss if we're going to spring break or not.
Oh my God.
All these people would send their info to us, and then we'd put it all into spreadsheets, right? Okay. Like, and I was in charge of like this region or like these sales guys.
Okay.
So I was in charge. I had like five or six sales
doing
reps.
Like admin.
Right.
For them.
So basically, but then I would, but the most confusing thing was like, I jumped in while they were just in the, I mean, mm-hmm. it's, there was never mm-hmm. a downtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was like, okay, great.
Not in kidnapping, no.
No. It is a 24-hour, 365 day. Uh-huh.
Our business is kidnapping and business is good.
Booming. Yeah,
they'll try to get away. You got to get after them.
You got to nap them, okay? Basically, the guys would be like, okay, so I went to this school and I pitched this, this, and this to them. This is how many days. This play, this is what we pitched.
Okay.
And then my boss would be like, great, okay. And like she'd write it up in like a document. And then like someone somewhere would create like a flyer to send back to that kid in that school and be like, hey, just to remind, like to follow up, this is what we sold you. And then if like the kids didn't reply, they'd be like, okay, we're changing the plan. So we'd have to go back in our data. And this is like what happened every single day.
Because college students are fucking awful and
exactly. They have no reliability. My whole thing was how do you possibly trust? I was like,
we're
so
trying to kill you.
So wait, so for instance, normally like you say, oh, they bought a week package. You sent it off. And
or they're interested in the week package. They didn't buy anything yet. Or they're interested. Okay, great. So here, let me send you a reminder of what you were interested in. Because you're a fucking college student. Okay, great. Okay, you're not.
It's the worst sales.
You have to do a deposit with this. I mean, getting a call. Then, meanwhile, like, not, they don't understand. I mean, I'm not going to say I understood. I don't understand money now, but like, they're like, what's a deposit? Like, they don't understand. They're like, why is it not refundable? It's like, well, it's of course it's not like, and
it's
then
a trip.
Right.
You ever bought a plane ticket before?
Yeah. No, of course they hadn't. Cause they're in college. Like, they probably hadn't bought their own fucking plane tickets.
Yeah, I guess
so. It was all this weird shit. And I was like, I was like, I'm sure college kids have not gotten smarter than I was when I was in college. Not like that's saying much. There's no way that this is an easy job because you're working with fucking children.
Looks awful.
And they're children with their parents.
I mean,
money.
They're suckers. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's helpful.
Yeah. I mean,
I would say that the main thing that salesperson is trying to do is get organizations like sororities, fraternities, and other dum-dums to buy in bulk, because then it's just like, all right, great, I just sold 30 fucking vacations.
Right, exactly. One of my friends, not anymore, she was not happy about this that I quit 40s in. Sorry,
really?
If you're listening, uh-huh. Carissa. Uh-huh. She's a cool girl. I totally understand why she didn't like
what
your
friends. What did you do for this place?
So then just so we're all clear, the thing that you did was
gift shop.
You did like admin tasks to support sales.
Yes, originally. That was like the beginning.
Originally it was 4 days.
No, that was day one, I'm telling you. That's
okay.
I learned this job as I went. So that
day
the next,
two, let's get into
day
it.
Day two, okay. They were like, okay, great. So we're launching this trip. The launch is like, okay, these many people have agreed that they're going to put down a deposit, which means nothing. They've agreed to put down a deposit.
So that means they've not even put down a deposit.
Exactly.
They've just agreed
to it. They've agreed
to it.
They're interested. I would have to contact with my own personal cell phone.
Okay.
I would create groups. There would be at this one school at Syracuse. Great. There's Sarah, Dan, blah, 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 blah. These are the heads of these groups. These are the influencers
who are
getting their friends in.
So you have
and
to-
I'd say, hey, guys, like you're. Like, we're ready to launch your trip. Deposits have to be make sure you have your group, your chapter, all that shit ready to go to send their deposits in by this date, time and this date, so they get the best deal for this trip. Like, all this shit.
Okay.
And then
so you're doing sales.
I'm continuing sales.
That is sales.
I am literally still continuing sales, making no compensation on that. Exactly.
So, yeah. And it basically just sounds like they're asking you to be like, kind of like pushy cool person that's like, guys, you're not, come on, we're falling behind.
Wait,
let's get this going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where you're gonna get alcohol poisoning for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
By okay, the way, so that was
that was my
that's day two.
Then I'd be home and like getting texts all night long from these college kids being like, hey, yes.
From the college kids?
Yes, that's who I'm texting. I'm texting. I'm not texting the salespeople anymore.
Yeah. You're just, now, so you are in sales.
I'm in sales then, yes, but I'm making no money in that.
Yes.
Then I'm like, so I was like, it's weird that I don't get any compensation. Okay.
Commission.
So I'm like, commission, thank you. That's what I meant to say the whole time. No wonder I wasn't getting it. I was calling it the wrong thing. I was like, hey, Danny.
We'll give you compensation. We'll definitely give you compensation. All right. Thanks, guys.
I'm like, all right.
I'm getting compensation for every sale.
Hey, Dad, you're not going to believe the compensation I'm getting for this.
He's like, what? Call them back. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Okay, so you're texting college
texting
kids.
These college kids, and they're like, oh.
Because they're up late getting wasted.
Well, they're like, yes. And they're like, some of our people don't want to do it anymore. And I'm like, yeah, you're all being college kids. I get it. Some of you guys are just fucking flaking. Also, totally respect it. Whatever.
Don't care.
But I'm like, I don't care. This is so annoying.
Because you're also not getting compensation.
Compensation. Commission, exactly. So the whole time I'm just like, what am I doing at this job?
So that's day two. Now we're at nighttime for day two. Let's start day three. What happened?
Basically,
day three?
It's just the same thing over and over again. Uh-huh. But one day I get to meet air quotes for the non-viewers, the CEO of the company.
Oh,
which
fuck.
Kind of seems like a cool thing at first. You're like, they really want to get to know you.
Well, you've been here for 3 days. It's about time.
I'm very invested because you've been there the longest. Like everybody else is a day behind you.
Exactly. Then I have a dog, as I'm sure all the listeners of the pod know.
Big fans of the pod. Yeah. They all know
Nelly
has a dog.
They know dog fits.
We never mentioned it, but
I got a dog.
But
a big part of my job requirements when I'm looking for a job is like, I got to make sure I can get home with the dog.
Sure.
This job was downtown Los Angeles.
Mm.
I don't live near downtown Los Angeles.
That's true.
So I'd have to drop the dog off, drive all the way downtown.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
So the deal breaker.
No, I'm not there yet.
Okay, go on.
The personal phone was very annoying. And then driving back from at 7 p.m. and I was
but like mailing kids off to the cartel, that didn't bother you.
It was just like, I really miss my dog.
Well, here's the thing too. They were like, I was going to have to go on so many spring breaks.
Sure. You have to go to them?
Yes.
Are you shitting me?
I was gonna, that was where I was like, I don't.
Your job was gonna be to go on site and meet them?
Yes, and manage these fucking monsters.
Oh!
Yeah.
No fucking shit. Yeah. You were there for 4 days.
Like, yeah, I don't
the
think.
The second someone says that.
Yeah, no, and that was not a big part of it. Yeah. When the interview, you're telling me I have to go on spring break? Fuck you. With a bunch of kids I don't know who are going to vomit.
Bonkers.
I forgot. They were all about the work community. Community? Is that what it was? Like, we're culture. Company culture.
Ugh.
I don't give a fuck about your company culture. My company culture is I need to get paid so I can get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, correct.
That's it. Company culture.
I'd like to do the job.
Yeah, sure. And that's it. Don't ask me what I'm... Do I wear a hat to work? Am I... like? It was.
Don't ask me. Do I wear?
Don't
a hat
you
to work.
Fucking ask
Sorry.
Me?
That was
God,
a big,
back the
damn
fuck
that
up.
That was
bud.
A big part
Don't
of it.
You
my
dare
boss
ask me.
Also always wore hats, which is fine.
Really? Uh-huh.
She was getting married in November. I'm sure she's happily married. Was gonna wear a hat to her wedding.
What kind of hat?
Like, I asked her jokingly, "Are you wearing
Green
a
Bay
hat?"
Packers cheese, cheese hat. That is crazy.
Unhinged.
Unhinged.
Green Bay Packers.
The cheesehead. Wow. Wow.
She's from Philadelphia. Yeah. Like, not a fan. Yeah.
But she wore that shit to her wedding.
I'm just imagining the veil coming off.
Yeah, yeah.
The cheese.
That she's painted it white. It's like white cheese now.
Swiss
cheese.
Which is what it looks like anyway. It's got
I
holes
was there
in
for
it.
4 days. She wore a hat every single day. Okay. Different hat every day.
That's too many hats.
That's too many. She is. I was like, I've never seen the top of her head. I don't know what she. Who is this person?
Just brain. Yeah, brain. Yeah. It's just brain up there.
I just hated the idea that, like, and look, I get dressed up, live your life, but I hated the idea that somebody just, like, got dressed up for work.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just was like, it's a new day to show them my style. Yeah, and I'm like, you're selling kids to their doom.
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
are you. Yeah. So, yeah, I kind of was like, I can't go to spring break. Fuck no. And then I returned.
In that order. Can't go to spring break. Fuck no.
Yeah.
And also my dog.
And also my dog.
Little
but
Fitzy.
Mostly, fuck that. I was like, I'm not going to fucking spring break.
So when, we have three questions that we always close the pod with.
Man,
I'm not
so
saying
more bad jobs. Talk
I'm not saying it's
after.
Over. Thank I'm not even saying this is your last time on the pod. When were you done and how did you leave?
Oh, I was done day three.
Sure.
I would
so did you just say I'm not coming back day five? Fuck a day five.
No, but something happened on day three.
So technically day five I had to work from home. I was gonna be able to do my first work from home day. And I was like, no, because then there's a whole weekend, then I have to go back Monday.
Sure.
Fuck no, I'm not
doing
it. I also still had another job.
Yeah, of course.
Remember I had that other job.
Yeah.
Both of these are considered full time jobs.
Yeah.
I probably was not supposed to be doing that. And my boss at the gym knew this.
You were experimenting.
Yeah, that I was dabbling in other fields.
But what happened on day three that was like, all right.
I think day three was when we like launched, like we're launching a site, like launching a, you're going to die camp.
Yeah.
A death camp. You're going to death, whatever.
you can say it.
Yeah. I don't work there anymore. Fuck it. I don't even remember the name of the company, if I'm being honest, which is probably weird anyway. But yeah, I was just like, I don't like this. They're texting me a bunch. I'm exhausted and I think this is stupid and I don't want to do this and I don't know.
Yeah.
So then I called the next day. I went to my other job.
Right. Or on the remote day.
Yeah. I still had.
Yes.
And I called them and I was like, I don't think it's for me.
Well, that's very mature sounding. Did you speak to them on the phone or leave a voicemail?
On the phone.
What did they say?
She was like, I mean, that sucks. And I was
like, what a drag.
Yeah. She's like,
bummer.
Yeah. She was like, oh, fuck, dude. I was like, okay, no. She was like, that sucks, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And then and then I had to go and return the computer. And basically she was just like, really just sucks because like, this is like a really great company.
Oh my summer God. Was going to be epic.
Yeah. Like, we were going to go on fucking spring break.
This
bitch.
Sucks because we're.
We
such
rented
a, great
a bounce
company.
House.
Yeah. Are we such a great company? I sniffed you out in 3 days.
I was you wore a hat all of these days. No head. I'm done. I'll get to the best part of this job in a minute.
Oh, the best part? What's the
was
best
that they
part?
Didn't. When you quit, apparently, in a real job, they have 72 hours to pay you.
Right.
They didn't pay me for 2 weeks, and in California then they have to pay you for the month.
Oh shit.
So I worked for 4 days and I got paid for the month.
Hell yeah.
And I would have made some decent money. I made like $4,000 for the 4 days I worked there, and I was like, All right.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's compensation. Nice. So I'll tell you, while it was the worst job, it ended okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, then I was going to ask, but I feel like we just had the answer. Yeah. What's one good thing you took from that
all
very
that
bad job?
Fucking $4,000.
Yeah, I would say
fucking
so.
Fucking money.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool that your moral compass was what drove you out, but also you got $4,000.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a big win.
Yeah. It was just
well, it's also
like,
just, it's like you guys are seeking out groups of teenagers, right?
Yep.
And these teenagers are adults for the most part. We're talking kids, but they're adults.
They're grown ass.
Yeah. And they know each other.
Yep.
So you are going into a pack of friends.
They're
going to
kill you.
Yeah. Yep. And trying to get them super drunk away from home.
Yep.
And you're just going to try to then take charge of the situation.
I was like, this is a nightmare.
They don't know you or trust
And they're like, and I'm like, I'm Allie from the text. And they're like, cool, great. Can you get us a drink? You're too old to fuck. And I'm like, I'm like, damn it, I thought I would blend in with these college kids.
Okay, so we have a new revised final question.
Oh, it's revised. Okay, it's not that new.
It's revised.
Okay, phew.
If you were to walk away from your dreams today.
Oh, God, fuck. What, you
and
rise
start a new one, what might that be?
Something with dogs.
Something with dogs.
I'd like to be, but also my other answer was like something political.
Okay.
So I might want to be like a political dog. Like, I don't know.
What do you mean, like someone with dogs, like a dog trainer?
Like a rescue, but there's no like, money in that.
Sure,
but like,
but that's okay.
There's no money in our dreams now.
Yeah.
That's a solid point. That's a pretty good point.
Rock solid.
I'd like to save a bunch of dogs.
Okay, so
like,
dogs or dog political.
Yeah, I've always... Yeah,
dogs or political.
Well, let's touch on political because that's a pretty big vertical.
Yeah, it's different.
What would you consider? Like, you think, like, you would be like, I would be interested in...
Congress, maybe?
Congress. Yeah. The U.S. Congress. Like, you want to be in the Senate?
Yeah, I might want to,
A senator.
Yeah, like, I might want to be a senator. Like, I've talked about this with people
before.
What
about that appeals to
you? They don't do a lot of work.
Well, that's true.
So, that seems... No, I think
You hear that, Congress?
Yeah.
Bunch of clowns.
That one's a dig to Congress. Big fans of the pod.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, no, look,
she's in the Senate.
I don't know anything about Congress.
She's in the Supreme Court.
She's literally...
You could have named pretty much any other name in your Rolodex.
Oh my God.
Would have been Congress.
No, but Nick was like, politics, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Name
like,
one
no.
other politician.
I was like, yeah, Ben Shapiro.
Jesus Christ.
Name a you know.
I just, I'm sorry, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I just want to say that.
I do think I could really make some good changes. Mm-hmm. But I know how impossibly difficult it would be.
Certainly.
Because just nothing gets done there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like in living in LA, especially really has been wanting, made me want to get into it because like the homeless population is so fucking crazy here.
Yeah, ballooned.
It's insane. And it's just insane. And I'm like, someone has to take over this. Like there has to be someone. And I'm like,
sure.
And as someone, I will say as a listener of the pod, you guys bash managers a lot. Like, but not like
we
cool
do.
Talent managers.
We haven't bashed a cool manager yet.
I haven't met a good one yet. Managed many a gyms.
Yes.
And I'm a pretty cool boss. And by that, I mean probably not a very good boss. But
to think that you're reasonable and fair.
Yeah. And I like, but my thing is like, if there's a problem, the reason I'm the manager is because I'm like, great, I'll change it. I'll figure out the solution. So I'm sort of like, well, maybe
so
I can figure out a solution.
You would consider the Senate situation. What I mean, would you consider what stepping stones would you look for? Like for instance, there's mayoral routes. There's like going through the House to eventually go up to the Senate. Like,
I've Googled it a couple times.
Okay, this is a legit.
I like looked into like you know women getting involved in stuff. Mm. And then my nails dried, so I had to leave the nail
place. Oh, my God.
This is a real thing. But
we do more women in politics.
We do need more with nice nails. Why not?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't,
nails of all sorts.
Nails of all sorts. All colors, all genders. Doesn't matter what you are. Not men, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Too many white men, but otherwise, whatever. But yeah, I think I would like to be in politics in some regard. I think there's... And I probably will do it at some point. I'm like,
What an interesting way to say that. I would also say of a bunch of things, I would probably do it at some point with a nice sort of middle shrug.
I'll be in a hot air balloon at some point.
Yeah.
I don't want to be president, I don't think.
Sure.
Same. Just because it seems like anybody can. No, I hate that joke. When everyone's like, anybody can be president of Trump.
Yeah,
it's like, no, it's just way too much fucked up shit. Also, you have to be like a really bad person. Not
I yeah.
You
yeah.
kind of have to know like way too
you
many
gotta know bad,
bad
things.
Yeah, 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 bad yeah, bad yeah, things. Yeah. And
you gotta
I'm
make
not
a lot of decisions where a lot of people get
die.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Or die.
And
yeah,
I
yeah, yeah.
couldn't send those college kids to death.
Yep. Yeah,
so I think yeah, that yeah. me being like nuclear war. Uh-huh. Like I uh-huh. might
you'd be like on day four about nuclear yeah. war. Be like, not for me.
Yeah, I'm like,
all right, well, fuck that place.
Fuck that place.
Fuck this place.
Fuck that place.
You can vote for me.
Vote for Allie. Hey, thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, everybody, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe from wherever you're listening. You can find Allie on Instagram and Twitter at AllieBZIS. If you've got any holiday job stories or holiday job postings, hit us up on socials or email us at ftppod@gmail.com. And if you want to help out the pod, share it with a friend. Okay. Bye for now.
Fuck this place.